Welcome to Men in Charge in Brief. I'm Scott Herrick.
And I'm Tony Flynn.
This week our show is brought to you by Flatline Investing. We've never lost a dime, and neither have our clients. We'll make sure you'll end up right where you started. No questions asked. Flatline Investing. Easier than you may think.
But Scott, would you like to remind people what they need to be reminded of?
Well, for each of our episodes, there's an implicit question, and if you can figure out what it may be, send in the answer by mail so we get it, and you could win. Tony, what would they win?
A valuable prize, because this implicit question serves as the premise for the episode.
Now it's time once again, listener, for Russian Parking Attendant Force for Good versus the Agents of MICE, Men of Immigration and Customs Enforcement. As we'll remember from last time, Yakov Turgenev, the world's tallest and best-looking Russian parking attendant, had the MICE agent's black unmarked van towed from his lot.
Aw, jeez, Yakov. We were due at the transnational vat of pancakes 5 minutes ago. The workers there need to be chased and rounded up.
We're going to get in such trouble, Larry.
We might have to give back our $50,000 signing bonuses.
And I already spent mine.
Me too. What you spend yours on, Bruno?
Well, after our 2 hours of MICE training, I was so exhausted I went to a bar and got drunk and passed out.
So?
So when I woke up, the bartender said I told everyone that drinks were on me.
So?
So she said it was expensive drinks night.
The whole $50,000 gone?
In cash. And that's without the tip. So I'm in hock for another $10,000.
You have to skip expensive drink night, Bruno. The eye holes on our balaclavas are so small, you never know what you're ordering. At least the bartender didn't discover your identity.
Actually, she did. When I woke up, my ID and wallet were gone, which is how I know I'd spent the whole $50,000.
Enough talk, mouse man. Now climb into my pickup if you want to ride to impound lot. Lie down in back. Must strap you in for safety.
Wait, what?
No!
Ha ha! You want to hitchhike ride instead? You think someone stopped to pick you up?
Haven't we been driving a long time, Bruno?
What? I must have dozed off. How did it get dark so quickly?
We arrive now, Mouse Agent Men.
The impound lot? Is down at the docks?
No, silly mouse agent. You take boat to impound lot. Get on board. Hurry.
I don't know about this, Larry.
That's all the time we have now for Russian Parking Attendant Force for Good versus the MICE agents. Tune in again next time when we'll hear Bruno the MICE agent say...
Yakov! Wait! You mean you're deporting us?
So, Scott, did anyone dare to write in pursuit of the valuable prize?
Well, oddly enough, Mr. Jeff Harpy of McKeesport, Pennsylvania asks, if the question is only implicit, can it ever be stated directly? And thus, aren't you guys just a couple of big cheaters?
Well, yes, we are. But that's still the wrong question. So, thus, we're revoking your mail privileges. People who we always give second chances to, though, are our cast. Kevin Decker, Davis G. Hill, Nancy Roth, Megan Cherry, and Ann Porter.
This episode was written by Tony Flynn, and we'd also like to thank the only man not embarrassed to wander the halls in a hospital gown, Brian Lindsay.
And remember, don't be a fascist.